Welcome to the Countless Screaming Argonauts Chronicles. One subject, two voices, 3 minutes each.
So our topic tonight is why Max can't root for Tiger Woods. You know, Tiger Woods, the golfer, the guy who on one leg just won the U.S. Open this past Sunday. Max, why can't you root for Tiger Woods to do well?
You forgot to say that he was golfing through 10 feet of snow, blind, uphill both ways.
Uphill both ways.
Yeah. My problem with Tiger Woods is that he's the favorite. It's multiple factions off of that. Everybody roots for Tiger Woods. I tend not to root for who everybody else roots for. Rooting for Tiger Woods is like rooting for Microsoft. He always wins. He crushes the little guy. He doesn't need me to support it.
You know, I'm sorry.
I think he's a little bit arrogant. I don't like the fist pump at all. It looks like he's saying, shove it up your ass. I think he's been ungenerous or invisible in political situations where he might have stuck his head out and earned my respect or deserved some praise. And just like with Rocco Mediate the other day, I told you that Tiger was going to win that.
Right.
And to me, to sit down and watch Tiger Woods slowly crushing the life out of Phil Mickelson or Rocco Mediate
in the snow, uphill both ways.
Right. You know, heroically on one leg. You know.
Well, here's the problem I have. Okay, and it's a minor one.
Yeah.
Because I can respect you for not wanting to root for the favorite.
Right.
Okay, I always question people who root for the favorites. You know, people who become Red Sox fans because they're winning right now, or
right.
People that become Celtic fans because they won right now, or whatever. But
yeah.
You root for the Yankees. You root for U.S. Steel. You root for, you know, the overdog, the favorite, in other circumstances. But
me personally?
You don't do it for Tiger Woods. I don't know if we're not talking about a little racist issue here.
Yeah, which race is he?
He's the other race.
He's the other race.
No, obviously, I know that's not the issue. But I wonder why or how you can rationalize rooting for the Yankees who go out there, I mean, you know, with... You know, you waved the 26 pennants in World Series and
my
all
dad
that.
Was a Yankee fan.
Uh huh. So if your dad liked Tiger Woods, you would like Tiger Woods. It would be okay.
If my dad liked Tiger Woods, ever since 1955, I would.
Uh huh.
I used to root against Jack Nicholson because he was taking records from Arnold Palmer.
Right.
If I'd have known who Ben Hogan was, I'd have rooted for him when Arnold Palmer was taking his records. I rooted against Pete Rose when he had a 44-game hitting streak because I didn't want him to break Joe DiMaggio's record. I root for old records.
Right.
Because they're sort of defenseless. They're just out there to be picked off.
But what about the sentiment that records are made to be broken?
I don't agree with it. Records are made to last forever.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what the CD industry wants you to think, right?
Who do you root for? Babe Ruth or Barry Bonds?
Well, that brings up other issues. But I do root for Alex Rodriguez to break that record.
Which one? Oh, the home run record? Runs,
yeah, absolutely.
Well, yeah, but to me, if Alex Rodriguez was going for 715,
right,
and nobody else had gotten there. I mean, I'll admit it. I rooted against Hank Aaron because I wanted Babe Ruth's record to stand.
Wow.
And when Barry Bonds came along, I really rooted for Hank Aaron's record because Barry Bonds was an asshole and a cheater.
Right.
And I wanted the record to stand. I have great respect for Hank Aaron. But I root for the record. I root for the old guy, the guy who can't do it anymore, the guy that's dead, like Rocco Media or Phil Nicholson.
Well, Nicholson. Look, good for you. That's all I can say. I just disagree, and we'll just have to agree to disagree.
All right. Well, when you get your check from Microsoft, and when you get your check from Tiger Woods, you let me know, and I'll root for you.
Okay. Sounds good.